A looming taxi strike in Gauteng may leave thousands of commuters stranded amid tensions between the taxi industry and the MEC for Roads and Logistics, Kidibone Dihali-Tlabela. Should this taxi strike go ahead, the Gauteng economy will be affected as many residents in this province rely on taxis to get to and from work. The Democratic Alliance will be writing to the MEC regarding this matter and will urge it to resolve this tension by engaging with the official taxi bodies and provide us with a response within 7 working days. The South African National Taxi Council, SANTACO, and the National Taxi Alliance, NTA, indicated that a dispute arose because the MEC allegedly bypassed the official taxi industry structures in place and instead directly engaged with taxi associations and operators on issues of concern. The Taxi Association have indicated that furthermore, SANTACO and the NTA also highlighted their dissatisfaction with how the MEC is handling the issuing of operating licenses to the industry. They are accusing the MEC of not allowing them to collect operating licenses individually, as they previously did in the regions where they applied. The Taxi Association have indicated that the licenses will be handed over at a ceremony, forcing taxi operators to travel long distances to collect their operating licenses. If this is true, it's an unacceptable administrative delay that is compromising the taxi industry, commuters, and the Gauteng economy. Public transport is one of the affordable modes of transport in the country. It's the heartbeat of the economy. Without it, Gauteng economy cannot grow and more job opportunities cannot be created. A DA-led Gauteng provincial government will establish a good working relationship with all stakeholders, particularly in the transport industry, to promptly address any issues that may arise.